This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Coming up, Sir Charles Barkley on life after basketball. But first, Jack Grubman, the former star telecommunications analyst at Salomon Smith Barney, has agreed to a $15 million fine and a lifetime ban from the securities industry under terms of a settlement announced yesterday by the New York Attorney General's office. Mr. Grubman was accused of issuing bullish recommendations for troubled stocks as a way of helping his troubled firm win investment banking business. Regulators also said yesterday that some 10 Wall Street firms, including Salomon, have agreed to pay $1.4 billion to settle conflict of interest allegations involving their stock analysts. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
The recent wave of corporate scandals has focused unprecedented attention on the role played by research analysts at big Wall Street investment houses. Critics say the analysts, who are supposed to advise investors about whether to buy or sell stocks, often provide misleading information about the companies they follow because they want to help their firms win lucrative contracts to underwrite stock and bond offerings. The settlement announced yesterday is meant to address that. Stephen Cutler is director of enforcement at the Securities and Exchange Commission.
While none of us has the power to undo the past, today we take an important step toward changing the future and restoring investor confidence and public trust in the capital markets.
Under the terms of the settlement, 10 large firms will pay anywhere from $50 to $325 million in fines to settle the allegations against them. The largest will be paid by Citigroup, the parent company of Salomon Smith Barney, which has been prominently implicated in some of the scandals. But the 10 firms will also have to spend $450 million over the next 5 years to purchase stock reports from independent research analysts and then make those reports available to their investors. Jacob Zemanski, a lawyer who represents shareholders, is skeptical the idea will work.
What we're going to have now is sort of like a Surgeon General's warning that research may be dangerous to your portfolio, and take a look at an independent research firm. But I don't really see that as any fundamental change.
Zemanski said the only way to prevent conflicts of interest among stock analysts is to force firms to sever their ties to their research divisions altogether. But yesterday's settlement stopped short of doing that. Instead, the firms agreed to strengthen the wall that is supposed to separate investment bankers and analysts. For instance, analysts may no longer go along on sales calls at which investment bankers try to drum up business, and their compensation can't be tied to the amount of underwriting business their firms bring in. The settlement does not apply to individuals, and federal officials can still bring charges against analysts, nor will it really end the firm's legal troubles, says Henry Hugh, securities law specialist at the University of Texas Law School.
People have been referring to this as a global settlement, and the problem is that it makes it seem as if it's kind of the end point of a process, when in fact, it's simply an important marker along a long path.
Hugh says that by agreeing to the settlement, the big investment banks are avoiding any more draconian penalties by the government. But he says the firms still face private lawsuits and arbitration cases over the work done by analysts. And he says the settlement could result in the release of documents that could aid the suits and make the banks' plight that much tougher. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.